Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye, oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Oh, sing, choirs of angels, sing in exaltation. Oh, come, oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. And so, most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we've come to adore you and we've come to magnify you on this, the brand new day that you have made and blessed us to be able to see. The day that has been set aside throughout the world to celebrate the birth of Jesus the Lord. We thank you for coming to be our propitiation for our sins. We thank you for coming to live the life that we live. You came and you were born in a manger. You didn't come and was born in the king's palace, but you came as someone with a great esteem. You came without great fanfare. You came without needing a crowd to be around you. But the only thing you had, God, you had little animals in the manger and your family with you, and they came and sung for your glory and for your honor. And so we thank you for your humble beginnings, but we thank you for the greatness that your humility showed, that, Lord, you don't have to be in the front seat to be the greatest in the world or in the room. And so, Lord, help us to have a submissive spirit and a humble spirit just like you. We submit to you. We submit to your will. And we celebrate your birth today. And we celebrate your coming. And we thank you for the sacrifice that you made so that you can come and take our place in this world because of our sins. We thank you for your sacrifice that was clean and pure. For you came to be a lamb without spot or blemish. And Lord, our endeavor is to be that same type of, have that same type of quality, to know no sin, to be able to lay aside sin and weights that easy to beset us, Lord, so that we'll be an example or be a reflection of you. Lord, if there's anything in us, Jesus, that's unlike you, we ask that you would wash us in the blood of the Lamb that was shed on Calvary's cross. We want to say, wash us right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we worship and adore you, Lord, because we want our worship and our praise to be for real. We want our worship and our praise and our adoration and our thanksgiving and our gratitude to be received and not turned away from. Lord, we offer unto you the sacrifice of praise. My soul sings yes. My soul says yes to my Lord this morning because, Lord, you are worthy of the praise and you're worthy of the glory. You're worthy of the honor. You're worthy to be adored. You're worthy to be magnified. You're worthy to be glorified. And just another day that you have made and that you have blessed me, Lord. So if I just take time to think about all that you have done for me, and if I just take time to think about the many ways that you have blessed me, and, Lord, if I just take time to think about how you've kept and sustained my family, and, Lord, if I
I just take time to think about how you watched over my family, Lord, I would just be, God, maddening not to tell you thank you. It would just be crazy, Lord, not to give you glory. It would just be foolish, Lord, not to understand it is you that has made us and that you that has blessed us and you that has made the way out of no way. So, Lord, I rise this morning to say, God, you've been a faithful God. Lord, you've been a merciful God. Lord, you've been a kind God, and you've been a great and awesome God. And so we assemble ourselves this morning and say, oh, God, thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for all the victories that we've already won, because we're joyful and we're triumphant. We've come to behold the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Thank you for sounding the trumpets this morning that allowed us to rise this early in the morning to come and seek you early while you may yet be found. Thank you for sounding the trumpets, Lord, before we begin to do anything else on this day. Yes, the day that has been set aside for your glory and for your gratification and for your edification, excuse me. Lord, we've taken the time aside to begin in prayer. Because prayer still changes things. And Lord, we want you to be the most important thing that we focus in on today. Yes, the presents are great. Yes, the food will be great. Yes, the celebration will be great. But Lord, it will not be great unless we start our day off without telling you, by telling you thank you for what you have done. Thank you for the victories that you've already won. Thank you, Lord, that you came that I might have life and that I might have life more abundantly. And so we offer you our praise this morning. We adore you. We magnify you. We glorify you. And Lord, we lift you up today. Thank you, oh God, for all that you've done and all that you are doing in each and every one of our lives. Now, Lord, I pray that you would prick the hearts of the people across this world that are celebrating this day, this Christmas day. Lord, help us to remember, Lord, to not to take you out of Christmas. Lord, so many abbreviate, Lord, the name Christmas, and so many do other things, Lord, and don't take time to thank you. But Jesus, you are still the only reason for this season. And we thank you, oh God, again, that you chose to come down from heaven, Lord, through a number of generations, 40 generations, or 32 generations to come, so that we might have a king, someone who would be able to put sin under subjection, cast the devil out of people, heal the sick and the wounded, and love unconditionally people that even hated and despised you. Lord, when you was hung up on the cross, you told them and you asked the Father, please forgive them, for they know not what they do. Ah, God, you're so wonderful, Lord. You're so magnificent, God, that you love in spite of people even persecuting you. So I want to say thank you, Lord, for coming that we might have life and coming that we might have the victory. But Lord, as we continue to journey in these 31 days of prayer, Lord, I want to say thank you for allowing us to make it to day 25. What an awesome journey this has been as we have prayed so that greater will be our destiny in 2018. Lord, eye has not seen it, ear has not heard it. No, neither has it entered into our hearts what good things you have in store for your people, for those that fear you. And Lord, as we continue to pray, Lord, our focus today is to pray to be filled with more of you. Lord, nothing else matters in this world. Nothing else can power us. Nothing else can encourage us, and nothing else can give us the strength that we need. As the enemy and as the world waxes more and more evil, Lord, we need something to keep us. We need something to strengthen us. We need something to help us to stand right and help us to walk right and help us to be right. We need something to help us to be holy and acceptable, Lord. And I've been talking about it for the last 3 weeks, Lord, that greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Lord, we need more of you. So come to Lord, have your way, and fill our cups this morning with all of you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I need all of your glory. Lord, I need all of your spirit, Lord. I need all of your might, God, so that you can eject everything that's in me that's unlike you, that you can cast the devil out of my mind and bind the evil works in this flesh, Lord, so that you would get the glory out of my life, Lord. And so I submit myself, this body, as a living sacrifice this morning. Lord, I want to present it to you holy and acceptable, because you are such a merciful God that you said if we would just confess our our sins. You're faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. And so we confess every sin, God, sin of omission and sin of commission this morning, and we bow ourselves and throw ourselves on the altar right now that you will make us holy and acceptable, Lord. We are people of unclean lips, oh God. Send your sanctums even now, God. Oh God, to place the coal on our lips, Lord, to make our mouths and our thoughts and our actions clean. But no longer do we have to wait upon the seraphim, Lord, because we have been cleaned by the blood of the Lamb. And so, Lord, I want to say thank you for washing me. Thank you for cleansing me. And then I'll say thank you for filling me up. Fill me up, oh God, till I overflow. I need your anointing. I need your power. I need your spirit, Lord, so that I may be acceptable to you. The least I can do is offer this body as a living sacrifice. And so we surrender to you this morning, and we say yes to your will. Fill us up, Lord, so that our cups would overflow. Overflow with your goodness. Overflow with your love. Overflow with your kindness. And as we celebrate you, help us to celebrate your life, your death, and your burial, and your resurrection today as well. Because if you never came, you would have never left. So we thank you for all that you've done today. And I pray for each and every one that's under the sound of my voice this morning, thanking them for their sacrifice, thanking them for taking this time to set aside to get themselves in prayer. Lord, before I end, I call on the name of my brother-in-law who injured his shoulder yesterday. I thank you for allowing them to get the shoulder back into place. And, Lord, I pray for a swift recovery right now. Brother Renix Graham, Lord, I pray that you would touch him from the very crown of his head to the sole of his feet and strengthen his body. Lord, you're a healer. And, Lord, when we do damage to ourselves, Lord, you can fix it. Thank you for being that master fixer. Thank you for being that balm in Gilead. And, Lord, you know what he needs that shoulder and that arm to do. You know what work that needs to be done. Just like, Lord, I prayed a couple of months ago, a month, 2 months or so ago, when I injured my calf, Lord, I asked you and I told you, Lord, I don't have time to be down. There's too much work to do. There's too much that needed to be done. Too much work to do with the food pantry. Too much work to be done with the ministry. Too much work to be done with the national church, Lord. And I asked you to touch me and heal me. And by the time I got to the things that I needed to do, I had just enough strength, Lord, to be able to do the things that I needed to do. And as time continued to go on, Lord, you made my leg stronger and stronger when I probably should have had surgery or something else should have been done. You touch my body, Lord, and so I pray right now that you will heal my brother. Touch his body right now from the very crown of his head to the sole of his feet and heal him from that injury. We count it as done. It's already done because the healing is already in the house. Thank you, Jesus, because your word already told us that you were wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. Lord, the healing is already done, and we speak it as done right now in the name of Jesus. Remind us today, for those that did not tune into the message yesterday, that what we need is already in the house. God, I want to say thank you, Lord. We don't have to do anything, but the anointing is already here. Lord, let us go and be willing to share, oh God, and open up and express how great you are to others, Lord, and get the things that we need that we can bring back into the house so that you can bless us, so that you can make a way out of no way, so that you can perform the miracle, Lord, that you have waiting for each and every one of us. Greater is upon us, and greater is yet ahead. Open up our minds and our eyes that we might see, that we may behold the beauty of our God, and that we may inquire in his temple. Bless us today. Let us not get too carried over with those things that are material. And just to tell you thank you and to give you gratitude for all that you've done, all that you are doing, and all that you are going to do. I pray for my pastor. Pray you bless him today. I pray for the pastors up of this area, Lord. I pray you bless them today. Fill them up with you, God, that we may minister the gospel and that we may do according to what you call for us to do, to spread the gospel, to preach the word of Jesus in season or out of season. Let us do it consistently, fervently, and effectively. Thank you, God, and I praise your name this morning. For this is the day that the Lord hath made.
Lord, we're rejoicing and we're glad in it. And we bless your name now. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen.